This recording, Illinois 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here goes a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. Can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm not used to speaking into microphones, don't like to speak into microphones, and have refused profusely to speak into this one, but she's forcing me. There is a gun being held to my head at this point at time. So she's making me talk to you, whoever you are out there. I hope you are enjoying this, because I am not. Anyway, a little bit about myself. I'm one of five. I'm a twin. We were the last to be born in this very large family. And we had 3 bedrooms to share for 7 people. Not easy, but it happened. And we lived. 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, 2nd floor walk up. And it wasn't too bad. We all made it. We all helped out. We all cooked. We all made our beds. We waited in line to go to the washroom. We banged at the door a little bit. We got a bath once a week. Well, maybe twice a week. But it wasn't too bad growing up with a big family. You always had a friend. There was always someone to talk to. There was always someone to hold your hand if you needed it. I don't know what else to tell you. There wasn't much on the table for dinner, and all of it got eaten. And if it didn't get eaten, you had it thrown over your head. You don't believe me now, do you? Well, we won't go into that sad story. It wasn't my head anyway. It was my sister's. It was the tomato soup. We just told that story today. That's why I'm telling it to you now.